Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Idiot Sandwich. It is cold outside, and so is this sandwich. This sandwich is made of ice. Bread, lettuce, tomato, cheese, the meat, it's all ice. It's just cold. Is it freezer burnt and there's actually stuff hidden inside? Who knows? How many licks does it take to get to the center of this idiot sandwich?
Well, I've got a beaded curtain when it's still, it looks like Jesus. Not much of a believer, but I dig the way it looks. So don't you try to tell me about souls and second comings, the first of which of mine is filthy from all the time it took to make my own religion, crashing in my best friend's living room.
Yeah, no, they're going to keep getting dumber.
So is it like an ice sculpture?
It could be. You don't know. Maybe it's just all freezer burnt.
Are they made of ice or are they just frozen?
As far as I know, they're just frozen. I'm not willing to eat it, so I will never find out.
Fair enough.
No, it is getting it's getting cold outside.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I like cold. I'm okay with it.
Me too.
But, you know, it's still in like that transitionary period between like, cool, I can wear a hoodie outside this morning, but then I go outside at noon and it's like, now I'm sweating. But then I get off work at like like in the afternoon and it's like, I have to put the hoodie back on, but it's out of my car, so I get to walk cold to my car.
Yeah. No, it is that point where like it's really cold in the morning and really hot in the evening.
You know how weather works in the fall.
Yeah. You know weather.
Yep. Love it.
Yeah. Love you ever think about that?
No.
How like people say like when there's going to be a storm, they're like, oh, there's going to be weather tonight. There's always weather.
That is true. That way you're never wrong.
There's always weather. Yeah. Hey, there's going to be some weather tonight, Pat. Do you think?
I think there's going to be some weather.
Yeah. I think outside there will be some weather. It might not rain, but
it could.
There will be weather. I'm sure of that.
It might not rain, but it could. Who knows?
Yeah, the outside will still exist, and there will still be weather.
Something's going to
happen. That's what I think. That's my opinion.
In your humble opinion, it will feel outside.
Yes.
Gosh, I'm going to an event tonight for one of the residential colleges, and the main appeal is the food, but
yes,
it is also
also.
Exactly. But it's also outside. So I'm not excited about that.
It's outside time for you.
It's outside time. And
it's kind of cold outside.
Yeah, it's weather.
Yeah, there's definitely some weather outside, I think.
Yeah, but I don't like it. I don't like it. Like, I appreciate the cold, but I also appreciate a campfire. That doesn't mean I want to be inside of it.
That was a weird metaphor, man.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, I appreciate snakes, but I don't want to be around them.
Okay.
Because snakes are weather.
Yeah, snakes live in the weather. That's the thing.
Mostly.
Mostly there are, whenever there are snakes, they are...
There's venom.
Yeah, there's also weather.
Oh.
Where there are snakes, there's venom.
And where there's venom, there's weather.
Yeah, there it is.
Let's get that on a t-shirt. Where there's snakes, there's weather.
Where there's snakes, there's venom.
And when there's venom, .. There's weather.
There's weather, yeah.
That's the more malicious part of it. Who gives a shit about venom and snakes?
But do you know whether or not...
I hate you.
There
you did that on purpose.
Yeah, I did. Absolutely. I didn't even have anywhere else to go with it.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. Go ahead with the question, though.
There wasn't.
Oh, cool.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Knew I was going to get just so immediately upset.
I didn't. I was going to like bullshit the rest of the way into it, but you stopped me, and I didn't feel like I had to anymore.
Yeah.
So, that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. Just...
Yeah.
Making a joke without even having a joke just because you know that I'm going to just get innately upset.
It wasn't that you were going to get upset. You got to listen, man. I didn't know that you were going to get upset.
But you were just going to say whether or not and then just...
But you stopped me and I was like, well, I guess I'm good. Like, the joke landed.
So it was a joke.
Yeah. Good. But the joke was just that I said weather, but a different weather.
Oh. Don't you love homophones?
Don't you love the weather? There's weather outside.
God, we are really milking this weather. We are really milking. Oh,
it's like small talk But worse.
Yeah, because we're not saying anything.
We're just saying that weather exists.
One of my favorite tidbits I ever heard about, like, weathermen was that they could be wrong, like, 30% of the time and still have their job.
Yeah.
Like, they could do their job wrong a lot.
Yeah.
And still have a job.
For sure.
Which is great, because there's, like, no other job that works like that.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Like, if I did my job wrong 30% of the time, I'd get yelled at a lot. Because I'm in the service industry.
Yeah.
And people like to yell at us.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure.
Yep. Somebody came in the other day and said they weren't going to come back because I had a disrespectful face.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not joking when I say that. Like,
yeah.
I don't make faces. I have one face, and it's generally this face. Or I'm smiling, which I know you're listening, so you're not going to get to see my face. But if you're listening, you know me and you know what my face looks like. Like, I don't have a disrespectful face to my knowledge. This is the first time I've heard anything
about
it.
I just don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I apparently was giving disrespectful looks, but, you know.
She just came in and looked at me and said, I don't like your face.
And that's what
it felt
like.
Will not be back.
Yep. No, that was the greatest part. She came in, said that I was, like, she wasn't coming back because of my disrespectful face. That was the best part. She distinctly said face. I assumed she meant look. She said face.
Your face offends me.
Essentially, that's what it felt like. I love getting ripped on by people that come into Panera.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's just, like, awesome. You came in here.
Yeah.
And I was the target.
Yeah.
Great. She's just like... And the best part wasn't even that, like, it was my face that was disrespectful. She said, I'm not coming back, left the store, and then I just was going to, like, go do something in the back house, in the back of house. And she walks back in to get my attention and say, and I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
I was like, I heard you the first time, and I'm sorry for anything that I've done. I spent the entire interaction apologizing for my face. I've never had to do that before.
I'm sorry for my face.
You ever just, like, apologize for something that you have no control over, and up until this point, like, you knew you had a problem, but you couldn't do anything
about
it?
Yeah, I knew there were some issues in that department. All right, lady, but...
Look, I get it. It's not the best, but it's not the worst.
Hey, I don't like looking at it either, but I can't complain about it.
That's the funny thing, though, is, like, there are, like, a bunch of places where if I didn't like someone that worked there...
Yeah.
The food is still... Within that, like, triangle of, like, healthy, delicious, or cheap. Uh-huh. It's somewhere deep enough in that triangle that, like, I'll still go back for it. I don't know if Panera was in that triangle for her.
Yeah.
Like, if I go, if she came into Panera, saw someone she didn't like, and was like, well, the food's not good enough for me to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that she was exclusively there for the people.
Yeah.
That's what it translates.
She likes the Panera atmosphere.
She likes the Panera atmosphere, which is, you know...
Fast food restaurant.
Fast food. Honestly. Healthy fast food restaurant, except, you know, we have the calorie counts. I guess you can qualify that as healthy.
Just because it shows the calories does not mean it's healthy.
I like to describe it as artisan kitchenery. Even though we have an artisan kitchen in Murray, so I can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I love the idea of someone coming in for the Panera atmosphere, because the atmosphere outside is so much different from the atmosphere, like, in back. It's just the greatest thing to just, like, go from front of house where it's like, all right, thank you, have a nice day, go back of house and being like, Grant, I swear to God, if you cross me again, I'm going to shove ice right down your fucking throat, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Grant. I'm not calling out.
We're not going to bleep his name.
Yeah, no, well, because I like Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good guy. Mean. And it's not the worst thing that we've, like, yelled at each other in the area where customers can't hear us.
Possibly the most tame.
Yeah, probably.
That's an interesting, weird threat. I'll shove ice down your throat.
I didn't have anything at the time.
It's like whenever Patrick was choking on snow in SpongeBob.
Yeah.
And he was like... Well, I was choking on snow and I needed help, but then the snow melted and turned into water, and then I drank all the water and now I'm better.
Yeah, Squidward, can I use your bathroom? It's like that, except I didn't have that in mind. He was scooping ice into a pitcher to make iced coffee, and he was just like razzing me.
Oh, he's giving you the good old razzmatazz.
Yeah, he's giving me the razzle dazzle. The old
razzle dazzle, huh?
That's not the same thing. If someone's giving you the razzmatazz versus the razzle dazzle, you're getting the worst end of the deal.
Yeah.
Which is. I don't like that those two words are so similar.
I don't like that both of those words exist.
I don't think they need to.
I don't think, you know,
I think the 20s needed to stop.
I do have a little bit of beef with the word razzmatazz, because the first time I heard it, I said, that's not a real word. You made that up. And the person I was speaking with said, it is a real word. And then they sent me a definition of the word. And guess what? The definition was comprised of other fake words. How does that make me feel like it's a real word?
If the definition includes other words that I think are fake.
That I think are fake.
I love the idea of being like, razzmatazz is when you have a good old shuffle stuff. A what?
A what?
The shuffle stuff. It's what you call it when you have a shindig.
Merriam-Webster says shuffle fuff. It says good ol'.
A good ol' shuffle fuff.
I already forgot the word that you said. I know it wasn't shuffle fuff.
Well, the razzmatazz, shuffle fuff, and then I said, you know, a shuffle fuff. A good ol' shindig.
Shindig, yeah. Anyway.
I love the idea of describing words with other words that other people also don't know. Just like you go deeper into the word hole of this stupid thesaurus.
Yeah. This fake word thesaurus.
The amount of times that I've also had people say a word, I don't know if it's real, ask them to explain it to me, and then they use the word in the definition.
Yeah. I always think about, like, defining the words like a and the, because you have to know much more complex words to describe those words.
That's a shower thought right there. Yeah. Just like, in order to describe a and the, you have to know a lot more difficult words than a and the.
Right.
So you can't explain that to somebody that only understands those words.
Yeah.
Babies won't understand you.
Yeah.
And they never have.
And that's what's interesting. It's just like, you just got to figure that out whenever you're a baby. Babies are smarter than everyone. That's the thing.
That's not true.
They can figure that stuff out. Like, if you didn't know those words, you wouldn't be able to figure it out right now.
Babies can't figure out the fact that if you put your hands in front of your face that you don't disappear.
You know what else babies don't understand?
How to shit in toilets?
Well, yeah, but they don't know how to swallow their own spit. That's a pretty bad one.
Is that a thing that we need to do?
What?
I mean, that's a thing that, like...
No, you swallow spit all day. Every time you... You know
Okay,
when you're a baby, it just falls out of your mouth.
Is that, like, an actual thing, or are you just...
Have you ever been around a baby?
What I'm asking... Yes, I've been around a baby. I know babies have spittle, and they spit.
They slobber constantly.
Yes. What I'm asking is, do you know that they can't swallow their spit because of your observations that babies are always slobbering?
This is my scientific research.
There we go. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that
I am published.
Where?
In the Journal of Science.
I mean, that has to be a real journal. And I don't know enough about, you know, academic journals to prove you wrong.
I do. I'm in one of them. It's about babies not knowing how to swallow their own spit.
Babies can't swallow their own spit.
They can. They just don't know that they're supposed to.
Oh, it's deeper. It's so much meta. It's like, not that they're physically enabled.
Because, like, they know how to swallow, obviously. They have to eat.
Yeah. Just not spit.
Yeah, but they don't understand that they need to swallow at other times
other than when you're supposed to be.
So, you know, your mouth is constantly producing saliva.
Yes.
Also, babies' mouths are constantly producing saliva because they are small humans.
They are small adults.
Yeah, they're basically just tiny adults. Yeah. You know, they got a 401k and a little baby businessman suit, and a little baby briefcase.
All Fisher-Price brand.
Yeah, the Boss Baby. Anyway, that's who we're talking about.
We're talking about the Boss Baby movie. I never saw that movie.
You ever seen that movie?
I did see a different movie recently.
At the very beginning of the movie, it shows, like, this machine that's making babies. It's literally a machine, and it's making business babies.
Is that what you call the vagina?
No, it's actually an assembly line.
So the vagina?
No. It wasn't a metaphor, man. It was literally... They didn't even know where the Boss Baby came from in the movie. They didn't know where he came from.
But they took the baby.
But they took him.
I don't know anything about the Boss Baby besides Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin is the Boss Baby, yeah.
Man,
what? But anyway, let me tell you about this funny part in the Boss Baby at the beginning during the assembly line.
I wish you wouldn't.
So, like, there's one robot arm that's putting pacifiers in all the baby's mouths, you know?
Yep.
To send them off. And, of course, the Boss Baby, he's, like, way more sophisticated than these other babies. So he's doing, like, a pretty sweet dance on the conveyor belts and stuff, and he's like...
Everyone knows the...
Oh, no, he was still naked.
The peak of sophistication is a nice little 1-2.
Yeah, so he was two-stepping. He was really getting it going. And anyway, so he falls down and he's on his face and all the other babies are on their back.
Yep.
So the pacifier, like, it's just like an arm that goes down, just like an assembly line, you know, like a machine. And the arm just every few seconds goes down, puts a pacifier in a baby's mouth. But since Alec Baldwin's all out of whack, he's laying on his stomach.
Yeah. Oh.
He's coming up.
I don't know that I like this.
And he, oh, it's so, oh, classic joke, man. He almost, the boss baby almost gets a pacifier in his butt.
You, I don't know if you're fake laughing.
Yeah, I am. It wasn't,
I was gonna say, it wasn't like, that funny. I know Brent's laugh.
I was very shocked that that was like the first joke of the movie.
The first joke is to put a pacifier.
Like,
in
it was still
baby.
Like opening credits, and they were like, "Ah, oh, let's pretend we're about to put a pacifier in a baby's butthole."
Kids will love it.
kids will love it. Yeah. So anyway, the boss baby.
10 out of 10.
He doesn't know how to swallow his own spit. He slobbers constantly.
There was also,
which,
like,
is like, he's got a really nice suit. He's like, man, you gotta stop spitting on that thing.
There's also like an SNL like skit called Baby Boss.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
I like this one.
Beck Bennett, I think, and he's like, he's an adult man, but his body is that of a baby's.
Yeah.
It's like an adult-sized body, but with the motor functions of a baby.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think that sketch must have just come from Beck Bennett having like a really good baby body impression.
Yeah.
And they're like, do it. Exactly. Do it for the show.
Do it for the show. And then the movie Boss Baby was written and made after that sketch. Obviously, they're very different, but I'm just like, it's stupid.
That's how they got Alec Baldwin.
That's how they got Alec Baldwin?
Yeah.
How?
Because SNL connections.
Sure. Why not? I didn't see the Boss Baby, but I did see a different movie last week, 2 weeks ago.
What movie was it?
It was a movie called Joker.
Ah, yes. I also saw that.
Yes. I think it is a good movie.
We both saw it.
Yes. I think it is a movie that I guess deserves its praise. I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Which was the worst feeling, because I was like, I mean, the movie's good.
Yeah.
But like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hated how I felt about it, because I love to like things.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I liked it. It wasn't perfect, but, you know, at least there were bad jokes in it.
Yes, there were a lot of, I enjoyed that bit of it. Here's what I didn't enjoy. The fact that I was uncomfortable literally the entire time. But that was the point that they were trying to do. The laugh made me super uncomfortable, because I saw the moments where it was going to happen. So that was why, which is what their goal was. Yeah, I was supposed to be feeling uncomfortable at those moments.
Yes, discomfort.
Yes. I think the worst part of it all, though, was whenever, like, everyone in the theater stood up and applauded the screen.
Yeah, I hate that. I hate it when I go to a movie and people clap afterwards.
It's like, oh, like, do you also clap when a plane lands? Because that actually deserves your merit, because they will hear you.
Yeah.
The pilots will know.
Yeah.
These people.
You're clapping for, like, 16-year-old kids who open the door and sell you popcorn and turn on a projector.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
I hope that, yeah.
That's what you're clapping for.
Yeah. And guess what? Those people think you're fucking lame.
Yeah.
Like, don't clap in a movie theater, because there's no one on stage to hear it. And the actors and directors and producers are not going to hear your applause.
And, you know, I've never been to, like, a Hollywood premiere of a film, but I would imagine that would be a suitable time to applaud a film.
Absolutely. I've never applauded in a theater before, because it just seems like the wrong place to do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
It's almost.
Have you ever watched a film, like, in your home and applauded afterwards?
No.
Oh, I usually do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anytime I've seen, like, a plane land in a movie, I'll clap.
Or, like, if you if you have, like, Joaquin Phoenix on speed dial.
I finished Joker.
Woo!
Yeah. Boom. Sorry about your brother. It's been like almost 20. It's been 20 years, but sorry.
Sorry. Yeah.
I get applause. Don't get me wrong. I get the act of appreciation through that action.
Yes.
Why, when a movie ends, does someone get like the notion of, I appreciated this, and it was great. I will applaud for nothing.
I think it's because they're chock full of emotions, and they just need something to do with them.
It's weird, man. The Joker did not bring out any emotions in me, like, at all. Like, I didn't.
I left, and I would just, like, had to. I should have think. I was like, I don't know if I if it was good or not. I don't know if I liked it or not.
I thought it was good. I predicted one of, like, the twists they do in the movie real early, which didn't make it any lesser. Like, just because you know something's coming doesn't make it worse or better. But saw it coming, looked over at the guy next to me that invited me, and I was like, hey, that is actually that. And then it happened, and I looked over, and I was like, see, this movie's predictable.
Told you.
But again, didn't make it worse. Cinematography was great. I thought the movie looked awesome. I thought Joaquin Phoenix looked terrible.
Yeah.
Which, again,
was great.
Was great. He looked awful.
Yeah.
And, like, it really worked for me.
I love it when men look terrible.
Yeah. And the thing I have to keep telling myself is that Martin Scorsese directed it? No, Todd Phillips directed it. Was Martin Scorsese involved in Joker?
I do not know.
I think he was. I'm going to have to look it up because I really don't know, but I've been saying that he was for a while.
Ah, you've maybe been misinforming some folk.
100% I've been misinforming some folk. No, they were just inspired by Martin Scorsese. I'm a fucking moron. Oh, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
No, wait. He was slated to do something with it. Hold on. This field is plans fun. For the film. Martin Scorsese was set to co-produce. Oh, he was slated to be a co-producer and then was like, I got other stuff. Cool. That was the thing that drew me to it, was I thought he was super more involved. But he wasn't.
Yeah.
It was made by a guy named Todd Phillips. Todd Phillips, also the guy that says that we can't be funny anymore. But that's just because, you know.
I didn't hear anything about any of that.
I didn't either. I just remember, like, he, like, had, like, an article that he was, you know, interviewed for where he's just like, well, can't be funny anymore. And I was like, all right, cool. I feel like you're being over dramatic.
I don't know what that means. Like, what does he mean?
Like, it's something to do with woke culture. Oh, he cites. Okay.
Just, like, PC stuff.
Essentially, yeah, and everybody getting upset about everything. And my whole thought was, like, hey, you can be funny. You just could try not to be a dick
in some situations. Yeah, I'm sort of, like, I don't really feel that way because it's actually a pretty low number of people who are getting frustrated with comedians for telling non-PC jokes.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
I don't either, and I still think people can be funny.
Well, and the funny thing about that is that he's also outraged, and he's doing exactly what everyone else is doing.
True.
Just about jokes.
Yep. Anyways, Joker was good. I understand it was good. The writing was good. The directing was good. Joaquin Phoenix was great. The twists and turns were awesome. Cinematography looked great. Sound design was awesome. There's one specific scene I cite as my favorite one throughout the whole film. Because it's just so awesome sounding, but just like, man, like, I don't care about that movie.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that, man.
It bums me out because everyone I've talked to is like, great, sensational, deserves Oscar praise. I was like, I agree wholeheartedly. I will not be part of the viewing party. I just, It's kind of like Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Essentially, where it's like, but I liked Schindler's List.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably watch it again.
I'm not paying money to see it.
No, I'm not. Definitely not. But I'd probably watch it again, like, to catch things that maybe I missed the first time.
Yeah, I'd watch it again.
I think it would be a movie like that for sure.
Just to look for little nods to comic stuff or like sweet cinematography.
Or things. Just like knowing what you know about the ending of the movie sort of thing.
Yeah. Like, I would like to at some point do like a spoiler version of this and actually like talk about like spoiler stuff for it, but that'll come at a later time.
Later.
Yeah. Cause like I recommend that if you are not susceptible to you know sort of violent themes.
Yeah.
Go see this movie. If you care about comic book stuff, go see it.
Yeah.
However, there have been a lot of people that have been like, I think it's going to incite a lot of violence. It's
yeah.
Like, well, I don't don't think so.
I don't feel that way.
Yeah.
But I don't, I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm clearly not.
I would not say a lot.
I would not say a lot.
I would not say a lot.
I would say the fact that it is.
Maybe there might be one crazy guy who's like, yes, this speaks to me. But
there's been none so far, which is fantastic.
Yep.
Like, it's been open for like 3 weeks now. Almost four, I think. Or almost three. Don't know for sure. Either way, it's fantastic. Actually, if it grosses like high enough, then 2019 will be the first year that we have the highest grossing G-rated movie, the highest grossing PG, PG-13, and R movie.
Wow.
Yeah. So I know it's it would be Joker for the R, Avengers Endgame for PG-13,
mm-hmm.
and was Lion King G or PG?
I don't know.
Lion King. Another movie that I did not see, The Lion King.
I actually did not hear it was great.
Yeah, it's got like a 50-something percent on Rotten Tomatoes.
But I believe it made a lot of money.
100% I believe it made a lot of money. Yeah. It is the highest grossing animated film. It is the highest grossing animated film, and it is the second highest grossing film of 2019.
Oh.
Seventh highest of all time.
Wow.
Yeah. It is...
You were checking the rating.
A child, yeah. Yes, to see what it was rated.
Yeah.
It is PG.
Gotcha.
Toy Story 4 is the other movie.
Ah, yeah, I didn't see that either.
I didn't either, but like I was like interested that it came out. It's got almost 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
So yeah. So Toy Story 4 G rating. Highest grossing G rating movie, and then Lion King with PG, Avengers, and then Joker.
Yeah.
I think Joker is Warner Bros. So that means that like Disney has the other three.
Yeah, right.
I always love that fact that it's like if say I'm lowballing, but say like 100 movies come out in a year.
Yeah.
Disney is responsible for about 20 to 25 of those movies. And that number is going to increase.
Yeah.
Tenfold.
Yeah.
Because it owns so much.
Yeah, Disney is a terrifying company, honestly.
Oh, yeah. It startles me. But they haven't moved out of, like, the entertainment. So they're not going to get, like, broken up.
Yeah.
As soon as they venture outside of, like, entertainment purposes.
Yeah.
It will happen. Like, that's the big thing that, like, yeah, I think people need to keep in mind is, yes, they're huge now in entertainment. The right. minute they start trying to do, like, industry stuff... Or they try to venture into technology?
Yeah, maybe bad.
It's when it's going to get, like, bad. Which is kind of, like, a very nimble dance because Disney was also, like Disney and Pixar were doing a lot of, like, innovative stuff with, like, projection and, like, animation technology.
Yeah.
But that was when they were smaller. And by smaller, I mean...
Well, yeah.
Hundreds of millions as opposed to billions.
Yeah.
There's a big difference between millions and billions, though, and I hope everyone understands that.
Yeah. But, I mean, they weren't, like, selling that stuff, though.
No, it was just for their stuff. But I also, like, there's this whole crazy conspiracy theory about, like, they sandbagged Treasure Planet, which was one of their own movies, to make way for their new division of, like, animation technology.
Yeah.
Because they were like, oh, see how the old stuff isn't as good? But they also opened it up against Harry Potter.
Yeah.
They opened it up against the first Harry Potter movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Treasure Planet, what a great movie. Great soundtrack. Soundtrack was like co-written by John Rzeznik, like the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Don't know him.
You know the song Iris?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Don't know it.
Cool. We can't play it.
Nope. Nope. Definitely
I'll show
not.
You later. Everyone who knows what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking
call,
about.
Call me a big dummy.
Call Brent stupid.
Well.
But you also didn't text Brent on Happy Drummers Day.
Yeah, only two people.
On Hug a Drummer Day.
And thank you to those two people.
I didn't even hug Brent on Hug a Drummer Day.
Nobody hugged me. I got no physical real hugs.
Which I'm sorry about.
Yep. No, it's okay. A few people have come up to me days after and said, oh, I didn't get to hug you on Hug a Drummer Day. And then they're like going for a hug and I say no.
You missed your chance.
I said it was, motherfucker. That was before. Here's the thing. I love hugs.
He does.
I do. And I turn them down just because people are bringing it up on that day. About that day. If they're just like, I want to hug you, I'd be like, of course. But they're like, oh, I forgot to hug you on Hug a Drummer Day. Here, let's make it up. No. So, yes, my birthday is this Friday, which is tomorrow.
For you all.
For when you're listening to this. Unless you're listening to it later, in which case, maybe it's today. It was yesterday.
Just remember that October 18th is Brent Smith's birthday.
Yep, that's it.
And you all dropped the fucking ball on Hug a Drummer Day.
Yeah, I got no hugs.
Yeah.
Insane.
Now, I'm not saying that Brent's birthday is a holiday meriting a hug for him, but come on.
I mean...
You're good. Remember his birthday, the people that need to remember.
I mean, because
you will.
You've gotta.
Yeah. If you listen to this,
you guys gotta pick up some slack.
Yeah. You know who I know is gonna say something? Yeah. Aside from your like parents. Your parents are definitely gonna say something because your parents are great people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they know when my birthday is.
And they know when your birthday is. Chief. Chief is 100% gonna say
Chief
something.
Will?
I don't know that he has your number, but he's gonna say something. Oh yeah, by the way, shout out to Jess. Yeah. New listener.
I don't know Jess.
Oh, it is Chief's girlfriend.
Ah.
He came by the other day to hang out with us and he was like, got you a new listener.
Ah, and thank you, like, Jess.
Cool. I'm gonna give her a shout out because I love doing that. I love hearing when we got new listeners.
Yeah.
And you know.
And don't lie to us about listening.
Don't you dare.
If you lie to me, I'll know.
And I'll be hurt.
And I'll cry.
And you don't want to see. I don't think I've ever seen you cry, and I don't think I ever want to.
Oh, I think you have.
I've seen you cry out of laughter.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. I don't cry that much. I mean, I do, but I'm usually alone, trying to sleep.
That's where I do my crying.
Yeah, I usually just cry until I fall asleep, and then
I don't want it to make it sound. I don't want to make it sound like we're like very, very sad.
But we are.
Yeah, it just comes from a place of like, you know, we're trying not to be lonely.
The world is a bad place.
The world is a bad place, but it's never been super bad to us.
Pat, I hate how much you're trying to turn this into a real thing. You're not going there with me, you know what I mean? You're not going there with me.
Well, I don't want us to sound like...
I
don't want to have to front phone calls from family members about me Pat, sounding depressed.
You know how you're always, like, mad at me about not going yes and with you on our improv stuff?
Absolutely.
You know what you're always mad at? You never go with me on any adventures during the podcast.
You know why?
Because that is frustrating.
Because most of our Sonic the Hedgehog improv bullshit will not merit a phone call from my mother saying, what's the deal with Sonic the Hedgehog? If we do this and I go yes and on it, I'm going to get phone calls and text messages from my parents that definitely listen and are concerned going, hey, are you okay?
Yeah, we're not
to
actually.
Which I will have to be like, yes, I'm fine. We just have to be funny. And this is funny to us, but I don't know about you guys.
Here's the thing. From here on out, here's the disclaimer. Here's your disclaimer for everyone. We're not sad.
But we could be happier.
But we talk about being sad constantly because it's funny to us.
Yeah. I constantly make the joke that millennials are the most likely to take a bullet for other people, not because of our mutual love for each other, but because they are most ready to die.
Yeah, we're just
at
ready.
A moment's notice.
We're ready to take it.
We are ready. We are ready. I the amount of times in my life that I've been like, man, if I like just like died, that'd be... Life? No, I'm not
going to. If I just died,
it's not like a sad thing. It's not like they'd miss me or something. Like, of course people would fucking miss me. It'd be a tragic event not to sound narcissistic.
I would miss you.
Well, I know that.
I'd hang up a picture of you.
I'd like that. Can it be one that I took of myself in a sweet smoking jacket and a bubble pipe?
Have you taken that photo?
I wish I had, man.
Well, you can't die until you do because yes.
I don't know how to get a
bubble pipe.
Because
the answer is yes, I would hang that up.
Yeah. We have a fireplace too.
I don't know what a bubble pipe is.
It's just a pipe that, instead of, like, tobacco, it's bubbles.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Maybe like, oh, dude, you know what we do? We get one of me in the chair with the bubble pipe, and then you have one of those propeller hats.
Nice, yeah.
And both of us
I know someone who has a propeller hat.
Is it Kyle?
No.
It should be Kyle Morgan. Who is it?
It's Amberly.
That
makes sense,
I'll say that surprises me a lot less.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That makes the most sense.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we can make that happen.
Sick.
We also have to make the Burt Reynolds picture happen still.
Yeah, we talked about it on this podcast. Yes, we got to make that. That's going to be so difficult to do comfortably.
For who, me or you?
I mean weather-wise. Like, it's going to be cold no matter where we do that.
Pat, we're going to do it. The photo was taken inside.
I know that. But it's still cold in our house.
It'll be okay. I'll be the one who's naked.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought we were both naked.
Oh, you want to be naked too? I don't care. You can be naked too. That's fine.
Gosh.
But I mean, you're taking the photos, so we could just hope nobody walks in while we're doing it.
I'm still going to be wearing socks, though.
Weird, but okay.
Why is that?
I'm not going to judge you. No judgment, but I think it's weird.
Why is that? Why is that the weirdest part?
Because if you're going to be naked, just don't wear any socks. Like, what? That's dumb.
Look, man, I've been told for the longest time that the head and the feet are the temperature control centers of the body.
So you're going to wear a ski mask and socks?
I'm going to wear a balaclava.
A what?
It's the ski mask that you put over your head that has eyes and a mouth.
Okay. So, like, you're robbing someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except I'm just going to be wearing that and socks. Like, tube socks. I'm
not even
wearing,
like, ankle socks. Let me ask you this, Pat. Do you think that if you were, like, a serial burglar?
Yes.
Not one who burgles actual breakfast cereals, but one who steals a lot of things.
In a pattern.
And here's your thing. Your deal is that you are naked except for shoes and ski mask. Do you think that the police would ask witnesses how large your penis was? Do you think?
You know, I think when it comes to police having to catch a criminal, they're going to take whatever details they can get.
Yeah.
Obviously, a smart criminal would be naked for the scheme, but then not naked ever again anywhere else.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
It's not like they're going to.
They might not ask that then.
Yeah.
Or like what if you were one of the witnesses and then one day you're at the YMCA in the men's locker room and you say, I know that dick anywhere. This is the most traumatizing day of my life. I had a gun pointed at my head.
He took my
wallet.
And
all I could see was his low hanging balls.
God damn it. Who is this for?
I'm just describing an actual old man that I saw in a YMCA locker room one time.
That you knew robbed you at gunpoint.
No, he didn't rob me, but I did see him and he
robbed
dancing,
me of my innocence.
I think.
Wait, what? Why?
It was a weird day, man.
Yeah, that's a weird
day. I was in fifth or sixth grade.
That's too young, man. What is with people?
Why do old men flaunt their balls in the locker rooms at gyms?
I don't know.
Why do they do that?
I don't go to a lot of gyms where old people have access.
Oh, I just peeked. Oh, that was earlier. Never mind.
Yeah,
don't
that was. Yeah. Twas the clap sync.
Yeah, but
yeah. You know, I had an interesting thought. Speaking of the crime related thing, if we made everything legal, the crime rate would drop to zero.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting point.
Yeah. I think so.
But that's also called anarchy.
In a word, chaos.
Chaos. Yeah.
Sorry, that's did I already make that joke?
You made it before we started.
Okay, cool. I get to say it again. I made it before we started. Recently, I've been getting anytime someone has been, in the past like 2 weeks, anytime I've been getting asked to like go eat somewhere and they ask what I want, my response is just like, hey, Pat, or hey, Ethan, what do you want? Or hey, Big Ice, what do you want? What do you want to eat? Yeah. Just like,
oh, that's Pat's new nickname, by the way. Yes. Big Ice. So everyone, make sure you start calling Big Ice. Don't ask why. Just start calling Ethan Patterson Big Ice.
B-I-G space I-C-E.
Big Ice.
It's related to a story.
No, don't. It's not.
Okay, cool.
Don't ask why.
No one's
just
ever
start calling him that.
Oh, that's even better. It's just like no one besides me.
It's like whenever I was the doctor.
Yeah. People just started calling the doctor.
Yeah,
no one asked why.
Start calling
Everyone
the doctor.
Did it. Oh, it's the boy.
What's Michael doing here?
On the podcast?
Oh,
it's Big Ice. Oh!
Wow. A third man called him that. That means it's official. His name is Big Ice.
Boom. That's the first nickname not based on my name I've gotten that I want to keep.
You said you didn't want to keep it.
Well, earlier I did, but it's kind of grown on me.
Oh, you changed your mind.
Like a layer of permafrost.
Wow. You're witnessing history right here, folks. Ethan Patterson changed his mind.
I mean, it's not.
He opened his mind a little bit for one moment, and he decided not to be so set in his ways and decide that maybe having a cool nickname like Big Ice isn't so bad.
Why are you coming at me like this, man?
I don't know. You guys are hearing the first ever Idiot Sandwich spat.
I saw I lost my, but yeah, my we went on a real tangent about.
I don't even know what we were talking about.
Before. I get asked to lunch, Pat, Ethan, Big Ice, what do you want to eat? And my response has been, in a word, chaos.
I'm gonna take that joke and use it.
For the love of God, it's so funny.
It's a great joke. It's a solid joke. Good. It's so good.
Yeah. Like.
Do you remember? Did you ever see? I think it was called Bat Kid on YouTube. But it was just this kid dressed up like Batman, and he did weird stuff like he was being Batman. Christian Bale's Batman, of course.
Gotcha.
It was around the time The Dark Knight was stop. Stop doing what you're doing.
No, I asked Chief a question. He was like, so I'll explain it to you later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We don't care.
He got back to me is what I'm saying.
I know. But anyway, so Bat Kid.
Bat Kid.
Yeah. So there's this one part in it where his mom says, what do you want for dinner? And he's, you like see him creeping up behind her. And then he puts his mom in a chokehold and he goes,
justice. I've seen that, yeah.
And then he goes, with a side of spaghetti.
Who has a side of spaghetti?
Batman.
I mean, if it's always you get but a here's side the thing. Of pizza.
But here's the thing. The justice is so big that the spaghetti bowl seems like a side.
Do you see the justice?
Well, that's what he's eating for dinner.
Oh. I only ever saw him eat the spaghetti.
You only ever saw him eat the spaghetti?
Yeah.
He didn't eat any of it.
You know if you put lasagna on top of another lasagna, you still just have one lasagna.
Whoa. That's a really good point, Pat.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's an interesting thought.
That's a shower thought for sure. Another shower thought.
Boom.
Two that shower one, thoughts, one podcast.
That one and zero crime rate if you didn't have if everything was legalized.
Well, there was something that I said earlier that you said was a shower thought. So there's been three.
There's been three. Luckily, it's recorded. What
it was. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're definitely not gonna try to remember because it's not gonna result in anything productive, and it's gonna end with us saying "fuck."
Yeah. So yeah, that's. I don't know. I had a story that I wanted to tell, and now I can't remember it. And I thought when we started the podcast, I would just remember it. And guess what, Pat? I didn't.
Well, here we go. You're going to see the first ever.
Oh, you want to dive into my mind.
We're going to try to do it. All right. When did the events in the story happen?
I don't know.
You're shitting me.
I don't remember what it was.
Who else was there?
I don't know anything about it.
Was it funny?
I'm sure it was funny.
Was it funny?
It had to be. I don't know.
Because I've definitely had that thought, but then still had to conclude a story with, and then I found $5.
Yeah.
By the way,
I gotta go back earlier in my week. What happened since... What happened?
What happened this week?
Yeah, like, what happened... nothing.
Yesterday.
Nothing. Like, from last Wednesday when we recorded till now. What happened?
I mean, a lot happened
for me, but it wasn't that funny. In my life, you know?
Kyle, you're not working with Kyle anymore.
Oh, bud. That's not what I want to talk about. That is not funny at all. That is only sad.
That is exclusively sad. He asked you to cancel. He asked you to close your bank account at your bank so you could go open one at the bank he works at.
Yeah, he's
like, you go into the bank super often.
Yeah, he said, where do you bank? And I said, Regions. And he said, you should close that account. Come open an account at the CFSB bank. Where I'm going to work so that you can hang out with me. I was like, man, how many people do you know that hang out in banks?
Bank robbers. Old people.
I can do the naked bank robber. Tell no one.
The thing is, if you did that, everyone's going to tell everyone. No one's going to not talk about that.
No, I know. They would talk about it when it happened, but don't, like, if you listen to the podcast and you see a naked guy who robbed a bank, don't tell anyone that it was me.
I was eye level with a gun.
I need to take a step back because I'm really afraid that that's going to happen. And then everyone's going to be like, Brent said he was going to do it and he did it. And I'm not going to do it.
Look.
But here's the other thing is that, like, I have several tattoos.
Yes.
Robbing a bank naked, for me, very bad idea. Because, you know, one thing that cops do ask people who see crimes...
What?
Were there any tattoos that were visible?
That is an actual thing that 100%.
And if I were naked, all of mine would be visible.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You would get caught immediately.
Yeah. They'd be like, yeah, he had one on his leg that said Eggo.
He does. Brent Smith does have an Eggo waffle tattoo.
We've talked about it.
It is a fantastic tattoo.
It is time for the memes.
It is time for Das Memes. Oh, shit. My freaking... My text messages on my computer do this weird thing where I, like, I'm going to scroll up, and then it's, like, time to scroll up through all your text messages now.
Yep. Very cool. Everyone's very interested in what you're talking about.
Well, it's just I have to scroll, and I feel bad.
Yeah.
There we go. Cool. How, this first one is a Tumblr post. How to draw a rose. Step one, draw a lettuce. Step two, paint it red.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
And it's like, but okay, but how do you draw a lettuce? Step one, draw a rose. Step two, paint it green.
Yeah.
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 It's a nice clean
interchangeable.
Cut one. Interchangeable.
Roses and lettuces.
See, it's funny because the hard part,
the same.
The hard part is drawing the thing.
No.
It is okay. Never mind.
No, just draw the lettuce, man.
Yep. The next one is like a Twitter post, I think. It's me trying to make a joke that won't offend anyone in 2019. And then the picture is this, like, kid in, like, a laser course that he's trying to dodge all the lasers.
Mm-hmm.
And the comment is, my wife died in a laser accident. What's your problem?
Yeah.
Yep. Boom. That's how hard it is. Todd Phillips was right. It can't be funny anymore. You're going to offend everybody. No, just don't be a dick. It's super easy. This next one's another Twitter post picture. It's a quote that says, we have guests. Go get the fancy cups. And the two cups are cups, but they are styled like cat feet. So the bases are little feet.
The fancy cups.
The fancy little cat feet, and they're filled with milk.
I love that.
It's such a great picture. This next one I found on a subreddit called Terrible Facebook Memes.
Yeah.
But this one, like, legitimately cracked me the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's like an old, like, antique photo set, and it's one that's just a dude taking his glasses off and, like, looking suggestively at the next picture and says, hey girl, nice butt. And then the next picture is a woman with a derriere, and she's saying, thanks, I keep my poop in there.
Yeah. Pat laughed way too hard at that one. He sent it to me and he was crying when he sent it to me, and I, like, breathed heavily out of my nose. I was like, it got him again.
Because first off, that'd be the greatest response to, like, getting catcalled on the street next to just telling the guy to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But imagine that happening and then just a woman being like, thanks, keep my poop in there.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Got him.
Yeah, that would be pretty funny because he does not want to hear about that.
Not at all.
Almost certainly.
And she didn't want to hear the catcall to begin with. I'm positive.
Yeah.
The next one's a text message conversation. Bro, I ate rat accidentally. Oh my god, it will eat you up from the inside. Don't worry, I ate rat poison too. Damn, you are too smart.
Too smart. Can't be outsmarted by the rat.
Love that. He outsmarted the rat.
Yeah.
The next one, so you can set your Alexa to do certain things based on certain phrases.
Yeah.
This guy has his set to this. He has Alexa intruder alert, and it has a couple of actions where Alexa says, welcome to the rice field, motherfucker. And then it plays Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses, turns off all lights, and releases the Claymore Roomba.
The Claymore Roomba.
Which is just, again, it's a Roomba with a Claymore.
What a great idea, though.
Yeah. You know who's going to love that joke? Chief. Again, another shout out to Chief.
Chief's going to love that one. I love those. I'm not going to be able to dig it up, so don't ask, but there was another one that was older. And it was basically the same idea. It was Alexa, and it was Alexa intruder alert.
Yeah.
And it said, turn all lights to green, yell, get out of my swamp, play All Star by Smash Mouth.
I've seen that. Get out of my swamp. This one's a Facebook post from Domino's in Pyongyang in Korea.
Yeah.
Could the owner of the gargantuan bronze linen head please move out of the parking space 7B as we have very important produce deliveries arriving shortly.
Yeah.
And it's literally a picture of a very large bronze head of Vladimir Lenin, the Russian, you know,
the guy.
Revolutionist.
Yeah.
Just in a parking spot.
Whenever I received that, I got that one actually from someone else, and I was hanging out with a woman.
Yeah,
who I am interested in, and
shout out to Beep.
I had to stifle a laugh pretty hard because I didn't want her to know how much weird shit I'm into yet.
Yeah, how much? It's like,
yeah,
there are dark spots.
You've gotta slowly give the weird shit out.
Yeah,
so that, like, you can't just dump all the weird shit at once, right? Like,
yeah. You can't drop all your dark stuff.
It's got to come in doses. Yeah.
You have to feel the moment. And, like, that was not the right time to show Gargantuan Linen.
We're getting there, but Gargantuan Linen, like, if I had...
Linenhead, son? Here's
the
thing.
I could have shown it to her, and, like, it would have been fine, but the problem would have been if I allowed myself to enjoy it as much as I wanted to, it would have been pretty weird.
Because
I would have laughed.
I
would have laughed really hard.
Because I laughed out loud at it whenever I saw it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's a really funny one.
Yep. This next one I sent you, it's a picture photoshopped of Godzilla facing down the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Yeah.
And Godzilla is labeled people who drank the special juice and lava lamps. And the Puff Marshmallow Man is people who eat the cotton candy in the attic walls. It's like, it will make you strong and a monster.
Yes. Very good.
Yep. This one's way too long, so I'm not going to read it.
Make the next one the last one.
Gotcha. I don't know.
We'll end a little early because I got to go do some stuff.
Yep. This next one is a picture of a raccoon, and it has two arrows pointing at it. One says featherless. The other one says biped. And in all caps, the caption says, "This is a man!" Yeah. Raccoons are people.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah, man. You know why I don't trust raccoons?
Why?
Because of little hands.
Little hands, and they actually have bandit masks.
Yeah, and they, dude, those hands. Oh my. They
They're
can
so
fit,
gangly.
They can fit anywhere. Oh. They're so small.
Like SMOL.
Yeah.
Small.
You know what gives me more joy than anything?
What?
There's a video, I don't know if you know this about raccoons, but they wash their food before they eat it.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're
going to say. There's a video of a raccoon who had some cotton candy, and if you know what happens to cotton candy when you put it in water,
it dissolves because it's pure sugar.
So he took the cotton candy, went to wash it, disappears, and his hand, he's like rubbing his hands together like, what happened?
I hate watching it because it makes me so sad.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. He does it two different times, and then the third time he doesn't wash it. And I was like, that's pretty smart.
Yeah, he learned.
Because the first time, fluke. Second time, happened again. That means that's what happens.
Yes.
Third time, doesn't try it again.
Third time it learns. There's like a whole thing about like put a bunch of monkeys in a cage, and there's a ladder leading up to a bucket of bananas. And all those monkeys know that if you climb up the ladder to get the bananas, you get sprayed with a hose. But then one by one, you start replacing those monkeys with other monkeys that don't know that. And so pretty much the monkeys have learned anybody that goes with that up that ladder, we're going to get sprayed with a hose. So they beat the shit out of anyone that goes to the ladder. So none of the new monkeys know that. So anyone that starts to try to climb it gets beaten up. And then one by one, you start replacing everybody until eventually you just have a cage full of monkeys that know that if you climb the ladder, we're going to beat the shit out of you. Where it originally was, don't climb that ladder or we're all going to suffer. It's, don't climb that ladder, we will beat you up.
Yeah, that's actually a real experiment, and it's pretty awful.
Because if you did it with people, it'd be fucking monstrous. Yeah. But because we did it to monkeys, it's okay.
It's not, though.
What?
All right, well, we got to call it.
We got to call
it. I didn't realize how late it was getting in. I have to do stuff.
Brent has actual people things to do.
Yeah, real man stuff.
We have a gig. He has a gig. I'm not musical.
Do you want to come sing with us?
What would I sing? Do you guys know Brand New Man by Brooks and Dunst and Luke Combs?
No, but we could probably figure it out.
It wouldn't be that hard.
I'm brand
new man.
All right.
That's a great Snapchat.
All right. Yeah, I love that one. Anyway, that's all we got. Make sure that you tell your friends. And also thank you to Mike White and As Good As It Gets for the use of our theme song, Living Room, off of their album Something Old, Something New. It's very good. We got to get Mike White on the podcast soon.
Yep. We're in talks.
And here we go. Pat, tell us that good fact about Mike White.
Mike White is the Hanging Brain Bandit.
The what?
The Hanging Brain. He does nude robberies.
Hanging Brain? Oh, no. I do not like that one.
He won't either. He's never going to listen. Who cares?
I know. When he comes on, we're going to have to tell him.
We just created like a sound file of all
we've done
falls.
So many.
If anyone important heard this, but was also stupid, he would be so screwed.
Yeah, I don't think so. Anyway, yeah, that's all we got. So thank you for listening. And Pat, tell them the thing.
Order another idiot sandwich.
And I'll read my thoughts out loud.